This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, dense fog advisory in effect for 9 o'clock. I know here we're in a kind of insulated world because it's the biggest event in the world and we're proud to be a part of it. It's 7:14, highs today of about 75 degrees, and then Chamber of Commerce weather all the way through the week, warming to Saturday with highs of 79, no rain all the way through the big game, Super Bowl Sunday, partly cloudy, highs of 76. And Mary Beth Romick joins us right now in the virtual Treasure Chest Power Seat to be interviewed here on WWL as we broadcast. Give me a second, Mary Beth. I'll get through it. All week long here as we broadcast live from Radio Row to celebrate Big Game Week in New Orleans. So here to sit in the virtual Treasure Chest Power Seat is Mary Beth Romig, our friend. How you doing, Mary Beth?
I am great. I'll be sitting in the media center in a couple of hours for the host committee representing us to all the media today, but I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person this morning.
Will you be? Are you talking about the New Orleans Super Bowl host committee media center where we're currently located?
I am talking about that very same place.
Oh, it's beautiful. It really is. It's y'all did an outstanding job here with an open mayonnaise bar. You can have whatever kind of mayonnaise you want. I had a blue plate on the rocks earlier, and it really did get my day going. It was great. And then they got a beautiful set behind us. Tell me about everything that's going on, and I want to start with maybe opening night because I'm checking a couple of different sites. And first of all, this just intrigued me when I first heard about it last week, and there's less than 1% of the tickets left. So take us through that, Mary Beth, if you can, please.
Well, you know, it's interesting because this never happened for years. Media Day was always held on Tuesday, and it was not open to the public, but the NFL changed their game plan a couple of Super Bowls ago, and so tonight, the general public can go into the Superdome starting at 5 p.m. and watch as the two teams come out. They'll come out at different times and take to the field. And if you have some special headphones that they will be making available, you'll actually be able to hear what the players are saying and the coaches are saying. Yeah.
Wow.
But when it opens, it'll give people a chance to see how the Superdome has transformed into the playing field for the Super Bowl, which will look very different from how it looks during a normal Saints game. But, you know, the Dome has never looked better. It's 50 years old, but it's like a brand new stadium after the 5-year renovation that took place. And this is a chance for people to see what it looks like for the big game coming up on Sunday. I do want to add that if you go to our website to the link to the event, mm-hmm. I know it's, they say tickets start at $20, but mm-hmm. if you use the code SAINTS in all capital letters, you can get 50% off the ticket price.
Wow. And what is the website for that, Mary Beth?
Give me a second. I'm going to click on it. I'm looking at my laptop here.
Okay.
I want to say it's neworleans.com, which will give you the place to click on for a discount.
This is the biggest event in the world, without doubt. And I know people say the World Cup, and I get that, but the World Cup's not going on right now. Without doubt,
right.
At this time,
right.
This is the biggest event in the world, and we are so lucky to have it here.
We are, and I don't know if folks have seen the news yet, but no other city can do things like New Orleans does. For instance, yesterday, the Lombardi Trophy arrived in the city via a second line,
mm-hmm.
with Deuce McAllister riding in a French Quarter carriage, bringing the Lombardi Trophy to Jackson Square, and then they started with the light show on the Cathedral and the Presbyter and the Cabildo. It's just incredible. It's so exciting.
I want to talk more about that when we come back, because we've got a break coming up. But I do want to talk about the things for just the fans to experience. Because I came down, and I told a story earlier, to get my media pass on Saturday, and I walked from the station, mm-hmm. which was not that long of a walk. But then I decided to just go through the Riverwalk, because I hadn't done that in a while, and then walk through the French Quarter. And I think every now and then, and I'm not trying to sound like a homer, but you do have to get out of the burbs, out of Metairie, out of Belchase, where I live, and just come down to the city on a beautiful day like it was on Saturday and see.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything that the city has to offer, really. I mean, it's a great opportunity to do that.
It looks beautiful downtown, and it's just so special for our entire community, just all the things that are going on. So we can talk about that when we come back.
Did you get that site or not, the website?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's neworleans.com. Let me look it up.
I thought you had it. I'm sorry. I didn't understand. I thought you had it. We'll do that, and then we'll give you the site. And if you put in the code SAINTS in all capital letters, you get 50% off the tickets. Everything that I'm looking at shows me less than 1% of the tickets remain. So I would get your tickets if you're going to go. And the media night and opening night, if you want to call it that, is a zoo as it is, with just God knows how many media people and your favorite media people. I'm talking about nationally and everything, internationally, walking around. You never know who you're going to see. Plus the players, it's going to be a full night. It starts at 7 o'clock. We'll find out what time the doors open and more when we come back. We're live on Radio Row here. It's Big Game Week in New Orleans. It is powered by Lambert Zaney Smith and So-So right now, 720. Let's take a break for traffic on WWL. 25, Tommy Tucker live from Radio Row, celebrating Big Game Week in New Orleans, powered by Lambert Zaney Smith and So-So. Mary Beth Romig is our guest in the Treasure Chest virtual hot seat as we are here at the New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee Media Center, and she's telling us about all the free stuff that's going on the Super Bowl opening night. Again, everything I check says less than 1% of the tickets available. Mary Beth, the website where people can go to get their ticket and enter the code SAINTS in all capital letters, and they get 50% off, is?
NewOrleans.com.
Well, there you go. How easy could that be?
www.neworleans.com. That's our website, and it's /event and then /Super Bowl opening night. And there's
a
lot of other great.
I think it's a /, because I think you rarely use a backslash.
Sorry. That's right. /. Thanks for the correction.
You know why I say that? Because somebody corrected me on that a long time ago.
I'm not gifted technologically.
Me neither, but I thought it made me sound like I knew what the hell I was doing. So, you know.
There you go. There you go.
Can fake them. Tell me what else is going on that people can take advantage of. Because I'm getting texts here from people saying they totally agree with me. Took my daughter to the city on Sunday and just walked around enjoying the Super Bowl sights. Because this is rarefied air. This is the biggest event in the world, and we're lucky enough to have it here. Tell us what people can do, Mary Beth.
Well, every night you can go down to the Jackson Square area and see that beautiful light show that's taking place. And it really is incredible. Again, a once only in New Orleans kind of thing. And then Wednesday through Saturday is the Super Bowl experience at the Convention Center, which is just a lot of games and fun times. former players signing autographs, and kids under 12 get in free for that. And then what we're really excited about is another Only in New Orleans thing, and that's Saturday morning for the parade. And, I mean, what other city can throw a Mardi Gras parade mm-hmm. when they're hosting Super Bowl except New Orleans?
So is this, I'm trying to remember because I've been here. Okay, I've been here for all the Super Bowls. I was a little mm-hmm. bit kid when I first 11? Started, but I have been here for all of them. Is this the first Super Bowl parade? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome. Tell me about the route and who's going to be in it and what's it going to look like?
Well, Raising Cane's is the major sponsor, so Todd Graves will serve as the Grand Marshal. They're going to have 17 floats and marching bands, just like our traditional Mardi Gras parades do. And it starts down at near the Mint on Decatur Street and will roll along Decatur Street, turn on Poydras, and it'll eventually pass Gallier Hall, going the other way that from our usual Mardi Gras parade route, and then it'll disband around Lee Circle. I'm sorry, I called it Lee Circle. Harmony Circle. And it's going to just be showcase New Orleans traditions in a way that no other city can do. So I'm really excited for that.
What time does the parade start?
It starts at 10 o'clock, and I guess it'll make its way down that route. And they predict it'll end around 12:30, 1 o'clock, so it'll be a great time for everybody.
The weather's going to be perfect. Who's going
to
be on the floats?
Can you imagine? This weather is spectacular.
I called it Chamber of Commerce weather, which is cliche, but it's true. Who's going to be on the floats? Do you know?
I think they'll have some special guests, former players, corporate sponsors. New Orleans & Company is lucky enough to have a float. We'll have some special guests on there. And we're also giving some international media an opportunity to ride on our float to showcase New Orleans back to the U.K. and Germany.
I tell you what you ought to do, get the Newell Norman on a float, because he told me a story at the Pelicans game on Friday night about going to the Saints Super Bowl in Miami and riding on a bus with somebody, and they got connected with Tony Dorsett, and they had a blast. So if you're looking for an ambassador of fun, Newell's your guy.
You know, if we can't play in the Super Bowl, then why not host a Super Bowl week? It's just a great time. It's going to be a great week, and I hope everybody just soaks it all in.
Amen, Mary Beth. Thank you so much. We'll see you during the week. I'm sure Mary Beth Roman.
I'll see you later this morning.
Okay, good. I'm Assistant Vice President of Public Relations for New Orleans & Company. A lot of stuff going on. You can go to neworleans.com and find out all about it. And I'm going to tell you, man, just walking around, and I'm getting the texts that are backing me on this or agreeing with me. Don't miss it, because who knows when's going to happen again. And a lot of it is free, so just get out and enjoy it. Enjoy the atmosphere. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Mark Rosa, Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Dow not reacting favorably to tariffs. We'll talk about all that and more when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News.